Okay, 16, how do you read that?
Loud clear.
Okay, start here on this thing. First of all, the problem occurs apparently in CSM 117 when the TVC relay changes state, either going from enable to disable or from disable to enable, and it causes an electric glitch that makes the CDUs go to 90 degrees, in particular the yaw CDU, and therefore the CMC thinks it's in gimbal lock and goes into a coarse align mode. Some of the cases it could cause this, for example, are when you select manual optics, you have the TVC relay enabled, and then if you go from manual to auto, or if you hit the zero optics switch with manual optics selected, or if you go from P52 to POO with the manual optics selected, you will reset the TVC relay, and that can cause the glitch. This is apparently what happened last night.
Okay, is it important for me to copy those things that caused this, or are you going to give me a way to prevent it?
Negative, you don't have to copy those. That's just background. Now we're going to talk about what you can do here in P-52s and maybe subsequently in for the LOI and for P-40s. There are two ways to approach the P-52. There's a quick and dirty way, which is to simply go to SCS control, because with SCS control, the TVC relay is not enabled. And by doing that, you don't run the risk of generating this glitch. That's not the way, however, that the guys are recommending, because they have a procedure that they think will handle not only the P-52, but the burn cases. And they'd like you to get that procedure, and you're going to have to copy that one.
Okay. How about running down that list of things that causes the TVC enabled to change state again? Let me copy those this time.
Okay, we'll do. And now, these cases are not all inclusive. These are just some examples that we can bring up to you. First of all, the TVC relay is enabled when you select manual optics. It is then subsequently disabled if you go from manual to auto, or if you go to zero the optics with manual selected, or if you go with manual with a manual optics selected, if you go from P52 to POO. But these are probably not the only cases. They're just some examples that we know of.
Okay.
Another important point, Ken, is that it changes state during the TVC gimbal drive check.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. Okay.
Okay, we're going to... This next procedure that I have to read up to you is probably going to be the one that we'll use to try to get around that. And also, we'd like you to use it in the P-52s because it allows us to monitor for the glitch and at the same time prevents the glitch from bringing your platform down.
Okay.
Okay, if you're ready to copy, I'll read you up the procedure.
You want me to copy this or... Okay, yeah, I'll just copy this on my scratch pad, and then we'll put it in an appropriate place if that sounds reasonable.
Roger, that sounds real good. Number one, we want you to key verb 48 enter and load noun 46, register 1. The first digit should be loaded as a 3. The rest of the numbers can be left as they are.
Okay, why don't you read on and about that pace done, and I'll just copy and I'll read it back to you.
Okay, the second step is key verb 25, noun 07, enter, 75, enter, 1, enter, 1, enter. That sets the average G flag, but does not turn average G on. the combination of those two will prevent the CMC from going into course align. After you've done that, you can select P52 and use your normal alignment procedures. And when you've completed the P52 to terminate this EMP, we'll have you key verb 48 enter, load noun 46 register 1 with its original value, whether that was 2 or 1 in the first digit. Step 2, we'll have you key verb 25, noun 07 enter, 75 enter, 1 enter, enter. That'll then return you to the correct DAP and also reset the average G flag.
Okay, that was verb 25, 907. That was a 75 enter, 1 enter, and then a 0 enter or a 1 enter?
0 enter.
Okay.
Okay, that's the whole procedure.
Okay, let me look it over here for a second. At first glance, the first thing I see here, it looks like...
T, we're switching omnis. Hold off a minute.